Time for another update from Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo, both about the Board of License Commissioners meeting that was held on October 6th, and also, of course, a preview of the upcoming November 3rd election, which I'm sure Nikki is all consuming at this moment. How are you?
You bet. We're very busy. How are you, Joe?
Great. Thanks for taking time out to chat with us. I know it's a crazy time for you, so I do appreciate it.
Sure. Happy to do it.
Why don't we start with the easy stuff, right? The Board of License Commissioners.
Yes, thank you. We did have a Board of License Commissioners meeting at 4 o'clock on October 6th. The only person that was not there was Chief Jackson, and Deputy Chief Bayless was there for him. So that was the roll call. Agenda item number one was the hearing regarding Mayor Thomas P. Koch's request for the Board of License Commissioners that the Quincy's annual alcohol license renewal fee for Section 12 licensees on-premise alcohol licensees be waived for 2021. So Mr. Mayor had submitted a letter of recommendation to the board that the board vote to waive the 2020 renewal for Chapter 12 license establishments. Mr. Walker was there and spoke on the mayor's behalf and said that, you know, the mayor certainly understands that during these trying times of COVID-19 and the struggle that the restaurants are in is real, and he wanted to do what he could to help. So that recommendation came to us last week, and we voted 5-0 to waive the fee for the Section 12 licenses.
Okay, that's yeah. I spoke with the mayor about this, and he said the fees are $2,000. The city typically collects about $100,000 per year from these, but he felt really that the city could afford it to help these businesses.
That's right, right. And you know, he's so ahead of it all the time, doing the right thing, and so looking out for the small business, and he knows that they're struggling. So it was definitely for us an easy vote.
Yeah. How many actually are there, Nikki? How many licenses are there?
Geez, Joe. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I don't have that number today.
Not a problem. Just curious. How will you communicate this news to them?
We're going to send out a letter and via email, a mass email to those establishments.
Great. I'm sure that'll be a welcome news for them.
Yes, I'm sure. On to agenda item number two. There was a hearing regarding the request of Quincy Chicken doing business as Popeye's Louisiana Chicken for a common victual license for the premise located at 502 Southern Artery. Proposed manager Clarence Calaro, proposed operations of hours at 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Martin Rogers, district manager. Chris Harrington, attorney on behalf of Popeye's Louisiana Chicken. So we opened that up to Mr. Harrington, who explained the operations there at Popeye's Chicken. And the district manager also spoke as to what they have noticed when they open up these Popeye chickens and how it's really popular at the beginning. And then it kind of, you know, simmers down after the initial opening. So they had a soft opening license, temporary license, to see so that the board could actually see too what was going to happen there, because it is a small space, and the way that the queue works of the of the drive-through. And so we asked that at their soft opening, if they could get a detail officer. They did that. They also got a private security team to come in and work the traffic issues. We did have some traffic issues on Saturday and Sunday and Monday. So, you know, it was good for us to see and good to talk to the attorney, the district manager, and the manager of operations there at that location to tell them, you know, that this isn't okay and what are we going to do to make it better? Because initially, at the end of the day, Jay Duca spoke about conditions that were put in place when they came before zoning, and that those conditions still stand, and they will. And if they don't get this under control, there will be no common victual license. Oh no. Excuse me, there will be no drive-through at this location if they can't get the traffic off of Southern Artery, because, you know, Councillor McCarthy spoke about this as well and said that he saw people darting across Southern Artery from the Stop and Shop. So we just can't have that, you know.
That's four lanes of traffic there. That's a highly right. congested area, yeah.
That's right. So with that, we opted to keep them on their temporary license and to come back before us on November 10th to see if, you know, it was just the initial opening that caused the traffic jam, or if, you know, we're going to have to look at some other options going forward. So that was voted on 5-0 that we hold off and they can use their temporary license. So on to agenda item number 3 here regarding the request of Siha Inc. doing business as Gongcha for a common victual license for the premise located at 7 Vale Street. Proposed manager was Paiseth Sheev. Proposed hours of operation 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., 7 days a week. That is a bubble tea. And so with 16 seats, no food. So that went through 5-0 with no reservations there.
Very good.
Agenda item number 4 was a hearing regarding the request of Darcy's Village Pub, Inc., also known as the Common Market, for John McDonald, manager, for alteration of licensed premise to include an additional 1,500 square feet of outside dining and patio space. The new space will be fenced in and include tented area adjacent to exiting door restaurant. Greg McDonald spoke on behalf of Darcy's Village Pub, Inc., and we read into the record a letter from Councillor Palmucci in favor of the extension of premise, said that they have been a good neighbor and that they're always neat and would always answer to any issues there at the Common Market, which they have in the past. So the number of seats at the cafe patio would be 40 for dining, 7 days a week for the patio. And they have a fire plan in place. They do have some heaters that Jimmy Wong has gone down from the Quincy Fire Department and already signed off on. So they are, the next step will be for them to submit their application to the state for this to be permanent.
Okay.
So that's where they're at. So went through the board 5-0 in favor, and now it's off to the ABCC.
Okay, yeah, lots of restaurants trying to do what they can
to keep going
as long as possible, yeah.
Yeah, they said that their patrons really like it. So
as long as the weather cooperates.
Yeah, right. So they are going to put up some emergency lighting when they erect their tent as well.
Okay. And would that just be permanent, Nikki, or is that just for the pandemic, or it is permanent?
It's permanent. They're going for that to be permanent. Right now they're under a temporary mm-hmm. extension of premise, and they want it to be permanent. So that's why it's going before the ABCC.
Gotcha. Okay, very good.
So that concluded the agenda items. In other business, Massachusetts State Lottery Commission requests for Keno licenses at 7-Eleven at 678 Adams Street, 230 Washington Street, 363 Hancock Street, and 751 East Squanum Street. And we accepted the minutes from the September 8th meeting and waived the reading for the minutes. And our next hearing will be October 13th, which is 2 weeks in a row due to the early voting starting on October 17th. That we asked that we do two in a row.
So, because we'll be busy after that.
That's right. So, yeah. So motion to adjourn, and that was the end of the Board of License Commissioners meeting.
Okay, very good. And you're still having these remotely as well, right?
We are, yes. Yep.
Okay, now on to the news at hand.
Yes.
Now, I bet you if you turn your camera around right now and show me what's going on in your office, there will be stacks of ballots.
We're straight out. We're actually assembling the ballots downstairs in Old City Hall, the Great Hall, in the basement there. We have teams, two teams of 10, night and day.
Wow.
So we're at the halfway point for stuffing ballots, and we hope to be done sometime Thursday night and get the mass mailing out on Friday. Long weekend, people will have time to sit down, vote, and hopefully get the ballots back to us in a timely manner.
Okay. I know you're anticipating about 21,000 mail-in
21,000 requests for the mass mailing. And then, you know, we have some queued up right now for, you know, to start right again, to get right into it. So we'll be working nights and weekends and, you know, let everybody know that their ballots are coming. We're doing them as quickly as we can, but we want to be, you know, thorough and make sure that, you know, you're getting all the information that you need to vote. And so we're doing that, and we're getting it out to you. Hopefully, like I said, the mass mailing, 21,000 this weekend.
Right. I know you're doing all the zip code sorting right there in-house again.
We are, yeah. So, again, we spoke with Bill Harris over at the Quincy Post Office. We're separating them from 02169, 7071, and it saves a great deal of time that they don't go into the processing center in Boston. And Bill also told me that he's going to do it for them coming back. So if you put it in a Quincy mailbox coming back, they're going to pull them so they don't go to Boston for sorting on the way back as well. So, you know, we could see a turnaround time of just a couple of days.
Incredible. That's fantastic. Yeah. How many mail-in ballots were there for the primary, Nikki?
18,000.
Okay, so a few more this time around.
Yeah, and we're still getting them daily. And there's a queue. There's a portal on the Secretary of State's website. If you've misplaced your card, or if you wish to now decide there's a little tick in COVID again, if you wish to get your ballot by mail, you can go to the portal on the mass.gov website and filling your information there, and we'll get a ballot out to you that way. We are going to have, as you know, 2 weeks of early voting starting October 17th and going right through October 30th. On the weekends, it'll be 9 to 4 at North Quincy High Gymnasium. So please use the Hunt Street entrance. It's a big open wide space we're taking advantage of, and very safe for people to come in. There's PPE there. And then Monday through Friday, we'll be here at City Hall in the Great Hall. Again, same thing, 8:30 to 4:30. PPE available, and we're cleaning our stations as people come in and vote. So I feel like it's safe, and if you wanted to vote in person. And then, of course, the last day to register to vote, October 24th. We're taking voter registrations in every day. We're processing them as quickly as possible, and getting those acknowledgments notices out to people who trap their ward precinct and where they vote on it, if they wish to go to the polls. The polls are open on November 3rd from 7 a to 8 p. All 31 of them will be open. We do have a change of polling location for Ward 2, Precinct 2, and Ward 2, Precinct 3A, which both voted at 1000 Southern Artery. You will now vote at the Clifford Marshall School. You all have been notified by a letter from the city clerk's office saying that your polling place has been changed for every registered voter. And that went out on October 1st. Let's see if I'm missing anything. I think that's about it, unless you have any questions.
Well, I know that the city council was discussing maybe doing some expanded voting options, like neighborhood drop boxes, or perhaps fire station voting, or police pickup of the ballots. Is any of that going to be happening?
So we looked at all of it, and I in turn sent a memo back to the council with what we learned in the primary and how we thought best to suit the residents of Quincy. And we are expanding a couple of things, but the police option is, you know, there's issues with them being election officials and their contract and things like that. And we don't want to put the public at risk by, you know, pulling into these fire stations or, you know, emergency vehicles to come in and out of fire stations. So we did come up with an idea working with Councilor Palmucci on this, and I appreciate that, that we're going to do 5-minute parking spots out in front of City Hall for ballot drop-off for the ballot, the drop box here at City Hall. Mm-hmm. That will be open 24 hours a day. Okay. And if you need assistance, there's a telephone number at the bottom. If you're unable to get out of your car, we'll run out and grab your ballot. An election official will come out to your car.
Wow, talk about service.
I know.
Door-to-door service. Yes, very good.
Trying all everything we can.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about, I know that the deadline this time around, Nikki, for the ballots being received is a little bit different.
It is. So as long as you have a postmark by November 3rd, we can take the ballots until November 6th.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is keep all the ballots from November 3rd to November 6th. And after that November 6th date, we'll put up a notice that we're going to run those ballots and add them to the tally. So we will have a tally on election night. However, it'll be the unofficial number because we will be doing the mail. Then we do have a time to get military and overseas ballots back to us as well. And we have to report the official tally to the Secretary of State by November 18th.
Okay. And that drop box outside City Hall, I'm assuming, will close at 8 p.m. on November 3rd. Is that right?
Yes, it will.
Okay. Yeah. So don't put anything in there afterwards because
it locks.
Yeah.
Oh, it locks. You can't even get anything in there. So okay. Once 8 p.m., an election official and a police officer go down to the box, empty it for the last time, and lock it right at 8 p.m.
Okay. Very good. Now talk a little bit about absentee balloting, how that's going to work.
Absentee is the same. You can come here 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, fill out your application and vote right here in person. We're all ready for that. It's open now if you wish to come and vote absentee. If you're unable to get to the polls on election day, if you're out of the city, if you're physically disabled or for religious beliefs.
Okay. And that's typically till noon the day before?
That is, yes. Early voting will close on October 30th.
That's early voting, but absentees, yes. Right till the 2nd?
Right till the 2nd at noon.
Okay. And what's the deadline to request a mail-in ballot? You have to apply for one, right? So is there
yes.
a deadline for that?
To be honest, I don't have the date right in front of me.
Okay.
I believe it is the 30th.
Okay.
I believe it is the 30th.
Okay, that's all on the state website.
It's on the state website. It's on our city website. If you go to quincyma.gov, under city clerk in elections, there's a fall voting guide with all the questions and answers. I think they're all there. And of course, if there are any questions or concerns, you can reach out to the election department via email at quincyma.gov. Linda Bose, Amanda Souza, or Vincent Au, or you can call 617-376-1142, 4344.
Okay. We had, what was the turnout for the primary, and what do you think for the general?
38% for the primary, which was up a bit. In 2016, for the presidential election, it was 72%.
Oh.
So I'm going to tick up a little and say 75% turnout.
Okay, I think you're right. Yeah. Of course, don't forget there are two ballot questions this time around as well that folks will be voting into. Yeah.
Yeah.
All righty. Anything else?
The good thing is it is all on one ballot. So that's good.
That is good news. Okay. Anything else right now, Nikki?
I think we've covered it all.
Okay. Really appreciate it.
Week.
All right.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.